Guys made it back.
Alrighty, so we're doing a sugya about Tanyoma, Pe'alf, and Alf. Sugya about, I guess, Inoy. Inoy and Yom Kippur. Okay, and the Isser. The Isser of eating, I guess. Okay, so basically, just as an introduction, so the Rambam in Hilchos Shvi'is Asar has four mitzvahs. Okay? Four mitzvahs. To lishbos bo mi malacha, basically to rest from malacha on, that's mitzvah asay, to rest from malacha on Yom Kippur. Shelo la'asos bo malacha, the negative, don't do malacha, right? There's like the asay and the los asay vis-a-vis malacha, rest and don't do malacha. And the same thing about inoy, les anos bo, which is inoy, the positive afflicting yourself, shelo lecho v'lishos bo, don't eat and drink on it. Okay, so it's like two mitzvahs, so to speak, each of which has a positive and a negative. Okay, namely malacha, don't do malacha, rest from malacha. Affliction, afflict yourself, don't eat or drink. Now, resting is nasai, and inoy is nasai. That's I think Rabbi said. I don't know who, I'm not sure it was Rabbi. So some Rabbi said in the name of someone or maybe himself. I don't know. But so the idea is that how could it be an nasai, right? Because you're just not doing anything. What am I supposed to do? Not do something. How's that nasai? But the idea is there's a concept of a privation, which is that if you have something which is man's nature to do, and you don't do it, that's a positive. It's man's nature to do malacha. By not doing malacha, that's a positive. Okay, it's a removal. You're depriving yourself of malacha. Or similarly, by eating, it's man's nature to eat. Fasting is a positive thing. You see, you even have a positive word for it. Fasting. What are you doing? You're not fasting, you're just not eating. No, but fasting is a positive thing because it's your nature to, since it's your nature to eat, not eating, let's record, not eating is a positive thing. Okay? That's like the example by blind, right? That was last time I said it. Yes, I think Aristotle says, right? Blind, a person who's blind, a person who's blind is blind. But a bat isn't blind. A bat just doesn't have vision. But blind is a privation. The positive term blind is because it's the person's nature to see, and when you don't see, you call it a positive thing because he's deprived of a vision. But like a book isn't blind. A book just has nothing to do with vision, and a bat has nothing to do with vision. You just may call it blind because most animals happen to see, so you just project vision onto him and say he's blind, but he's not really blind. He really just has nothing to do with vision. He doesn't have sight. He doesn't, you know. So that's the idea of a privation. So I was saying, not that resting on Shabbos and Yom Kippurim and fasting, those are positive mitzvah saseis. They're positive things. Namely, deprive yourself from malacha. Deprive yourself. Rest. Fast. But also, they're low saseis. Don't do malacha. Don't eat. Okay, so they're both. So if you look in the psukim, though, what's noticeably missing is this halacha, you're not allowed to eat. Okay, you won't find it anywhere in the psukim, right? Because it says this is an MR. Chav kimo chavav. I never shalom shalom. Ach be'asar chodesh bi'azay yom haKippurim hu mir kodesh yelacham ve'inisem nes nafshal seichem. They crafted mishal Hashem. So that's the mitzvah v'inoy. Ve'inisem nes nafshal seichem. What does that mean? That's an asay to afflict yourself, which means fasting. Okay. V'chom. That's asay of v'inoy. Someone who doesn't afflict himself gets kares. Okay, gets kares. You get kares for not afflicting yourself. What does it mean for eating? Okay, for eating. Also, we get cars. Again, says don't do malacha. Shabbat son hu lachem. That's shvisa. That's nasai. So you have the Shabbat son is the asay of malacha. You have Nisan Harsechem is the asay of fasting or of not eating. Then you have lo sasu kam malacha. Is the law say of doing malacha, but it doesn't say don't eat. Okay, it does say that if you don't be ma'ana yourself, then you get kares, which means now what's the kares for? Is the kares for violating nasay or for violating the law say? What's the kares for? The kares is for the law say. The only essays that you get The Rambam says, he says in the Shorash, I think the end of the Shorashim, he says, basically it's a Kabbalah that we have, that the only time you have, the only cases that you have in the Torah of seis with kares is Pesach and Melah. Okay? And therefore he says, you know, it can't be. In fact, this is how he knows. In the Yad, he asks us. Maybe we'll get to that. But how does he know, how does the Rambam say, how do you know that there's a los say by eating? How do you know you're not allowed to eat? Because it says you get kares. So since you get kares, it must be that it's also to eat. Because it's not possible. The Torah can't. Unless you'd say you get kares for an asay. But he says we have a Kabbalah that there's no such thing like that. Kabbalah that the only asays are Kara, Pesach, and Mila. And since we have that Kabbalah, now when you read the Pasuk, which says, Kalev Shalos Se'una, it must mean that it's a los asay. It must mean it's a los asay. Roman Ram has a tshuva about it. And, he talks to you, they ask a question on it. But he says, basically, you see from there, he says that when you can't be Dorish the Pesukim without a Kabbalah. You can't just think, I'm just going to go and try to be Dorish the Pesukim on my own. Because you try to be Dorish the Pesukim on your own, you'd say, there's no los asai, the yachayiv for the asai, for inui, for not doing inui. That's what you would have said. He says, how do you know there's a los asai? Only because we have this Kabbalah that it can't be that there's an asai that you get chorus for except as a mila. Given that premise, you could deduce there must be a los asai. So he says, you see, you can't just learn psukim without having certain assumptions. There's certain Kabbalah which is necessary for learning psukim. And he says, with that yisod, you'll answer a lot of problems. Because I guess people ask cool questions. Ah, Chazal dated this from Apostle, you know. But there's certain premises which you come in with. They're Kabbalah, you know, in the Sora. So you don't, that's why, if you know what I'm saying, don't waste your time just trying to be Dorish psukim. We don't do that. Because we don't have the yisod, we don't have the system. I mean, you could, given a drush which Chazal tell us, we could try to understand it. But to say, why did Chazal Dorish this? I think you should be Dorish that. That's what the Ramadan is saying. There's certain premises and assumptions which they're coming in with, which you don't have. So you simply, it's not our territory. Okay, fine. So, but the point here is that noticeably missing is the Los Asay. That's what the Gemara is bothered by. That there's a Los Asay of don't eat on Yom Kippur. Torah doesn't say that anywhere. And it should say that. In general, that's a principle. Law on Hashem can't hit. You don't have an onesh unless Torah warns you. Torah always goes out of its way and tells you don't do this thing. It doesn't start giving you punishments until you say it warns you. And here is noticeably missing the azara. Where is the warning? It says don't eat. It just says if you eat, you get killed. You get kares. Okay, that's the premise of this gemara. Just a little bit of background. I'm not sure if you guys pulled that out, but eventually, if you don't know it in advance, you start figuring it out as you do the gemara. Okay. So it's Pei Aleph from an Aleph. I guess it's the Gemara, right? It's funny doing a Gemara without a Mishnah, but the Mishnah doesn't really have anything to do with it. So let's do the Gemara, okay? Amar Reish Lakish, Mipnema lo nemra azhara b'inoy. Why doesn't the Torah say a warning by inoy? It should say, you're not allowed to eat. So he said, I'll tell you why. Mishunt lo afshar. Because it's not possible. Not possible. How could it do it? Heichi nichtov. What could it write? Nichtov, Rachmana. Right? I mean, he has to prove it. It's not possible. It's hard to imagine why it's not possible. You know? It's not possible. It's not possible. He says, why? Nichtov, Rachmana, lo yochal. If it would say, don't eat. Achila, b'kazayas. What do you mean? Achila always means a kazayas. And here, the shear is more than a kazayas. It's a kosevas. Because the halacha is that it's an eating Rashi. Achila, b'kazayas mashma. The Torah lo chiva alav elo b'yishav adas. There's a halacha of, it's not an asur to do, normally achila is a ma'is achila. But in Yom Kippur, there's no isur to eat. The isur is to there's a mitzvah of inoy, and inoy means you should be afflicted, and there's an eating which causes you a certain type of contentment. Yishav adas. Ah, that was good. You know, and that's not just the kazayas. You eat a kazayas, you don't feel that way. You have to eat a certain amount, right? Sometimes you eat a little bit, it makes you hungrier even, you know? You have to eat a certain kosevis, it's more than a kazayas. So you have to eat a kosevis, that's the shear. The shear is not an achila. So if it would have said achila, you'd think this was kazayas, but it's not true. It's not us doing my achila. It's only us doing achila, sheyesh bo yishav adas, which has this added property. Okay? So achila would have been misleading. Okay? So you couldn't have written that. Okay? All right, why couldn't you write, lo sochal achila sheyesh bo yishav adas? Or a los sochal kosevas. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't consider that as a possibility. Okay? It's funny. The Torah doesn't usually speak that way. That's true. Johnny's saying it's true. But you're right. It usually doesn't have a problem like this. But, you know, it's just funny. I mean, He's saying because it's impossible. I mean, if it's impossible, and presumably there's a premise here that the Torah wants to write Nasar Bayinu, like, why can't it do it? Because it doesn't usually talk that way? So talk that way this time. I mean, you're right. I mean, it seems like that must be the answer. Like, not anything goes. I mean, again, this is what I'm saying. We don't know. Apparently, we don't know what's valid for the Torah, right? I mean, Rish Lakish, and we can just see the learn the Amorim and figure out what's, you know, from that. But apparently, you can't just, the Torah, it's not so simple. The Torah doesn't just write anything. Because otherwise, I mean, you certainly come up with a way to write it. Don't eat a kosevas. Don't eat an achila, which will produce Yishev Adas, which is the kosevas. I mean, you can write a whole story about it. I mean, the Ram can write it, the Torah can write it. But apparently, it's not true. I mean, there are certain things the Torah can write, certain things the Torah can't write. And that's what the Gemara is going to go through. Of all the possibilities which the Torah could write, the Gemara is going to show why, Rish Lakish is going to show why it's not possible. Okay, it's a little funny. I mean, it's funny, but it seems that it has to take that premise. I mean, certain things just can't go. Okay. So that's the first thing. You say, can't write Lo Yochal. Okay, fine, but that's not the only thing you can write. So, Nichta Rachmana Lo Se'una. Maybe you should say, don't afflict yourself. Kumachom hashma, that's the opposite. That's, you know, Se'una is the mitzvah asay. So you can't say lo se'una. That doesn't work out, right? It's the opposite. And on the contrary, it would imply the opposite, right? Okay. It's funny how I mean, right? Okay, whatever. Maskefler Hoshia Nichta Rachmana Hishomer Pen lo se'una. Guard yourself lest you don't do inoy. Okay? Guard yourself lest you don't afflict yourself, which would mean make sure you do inoy, but it's writing it in like a double negative. Okay? Because he's showing, right? So it says, Imkein Fisul Lavi. Nope, that's going to be too many lavim. Then you're going to end up a guy who's going to violate. He's Shomer Pen Tavoli. Oh, Rashi. He's Shomer Pen Tavoli. He's Shomer Pen Tavoli De Los Una. Be careful lest you'll come to not afflicting yourself. Okay, you can't fish you lavi. He shamaru pen. Shnei v'shneim lo sasehin. V'anan lo amrina lo lav echad amrina. Shema lo rotzal harbos ba lavim. Says maybe the Torah won't have to lavim. But he shamar pen. He shamar is the lashon of a lo sasehin. Pen is the lashon of lo sasehin. So he said he shamar pen. Guard yourself lest you violate. So then you would have lest you break the inoy. Then it would have been counted as two. But maybe the Torah didn't want to write two lavim. The Torah only wanted to violate one lav for Yom Kippur. It's not a two lav esser. So he says that's why he couldn't have written that. Why couldn't have written he shomer? Yeah, or he shomer lo suna, or pen lo suna. I think the Rashash asks that. Guess the Mashal asks the question. He says, Ksas kasha. Ksas. Tave motzi lemeimar tishomer. Imlo, maybe it's a shame. Hishamer, Tishamer, Imlo Seuna. Pen, Lo Seuna. Yeshal Taret. I don't know, he doesn't say what it is. He just says, Yeshal Taret. Apparently, it's not. I mean, again, I think with these things, you gotta just. I mean, I don't know, apparently, that wouldn't have worked. Maybe the grammar of the thing wouldn't have been good, or Hishamer. Maybe the grammar of them isn't so great. I mean, to say, usually, shomer lecham pen means guard yourself lest you do something. You can't just start with last. Lest you do it, what last? I mean, then, shomer im lo suna, guard yourself if you don't. I mean, that's not really saying it. Grammatically, the way he says it is shomer pen. I don't know why, but then apparently we count this two lav. Man, does shomer lecham pen yod lo avchem count this two? I don't think so. I know you're right. Pen yod lo shomer lecham pen isn't a lav even. I don't know why, but lo surach lo avchem is lav. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe Enochami, if you have them both, since they're two lashonos of a lav, even though you need them for the double negative, you need them both grammatically, but halachically, since they're two lashonos, it would count as two lav, and Torah won't do that. So it's not a good way to do it. Torah doesn't want to write double negative, the Shomer Pen, this is going to be two. It's going to count as two, and Torah won't do that. Alrighty, so Maskefor Bibar Baye, he's not done yet. So that was, I guess, the end of Rish Lakish's statement, right? But now they're going to start attacking him. Not so fast, Rish Lakish. Maskefla, oh, I'm sorry, we already had one of those. Right, Maskef Hoshia was already the first pen lo suna. Okay, fine, so Hoshia was knocked down. Maskef Rivarai, Nichtov Rachmana, he shomer be mitzvah sinoi. Guard yourself with the mitzvah inoi. Guard yourself to do it properly. So then it would only be one. Then it would be one. See, I guess semantically that's the way to say it. He shomer im lo suna. That's, I guess, semantically isn't good. So he shomer be mitzvah sinoi. Apparently that's good semantics. It says the problem is, the verse says no. Imkain, he shomer the lav, he shomer the say. Okay, so what does that mean? So the term that here Rashi says, or what it means here is that when it says Yishomer, it means guard yourself. If it says Yishomer b'neged tzaras, if it's telling you guard yourself to not do something, then he says Yishomer b'neged tzaras means don't guard yourself that you don't cut it off. Shalom Yishomer b'neged tzaras shalom yokets b'herta, that you don't cut it off. So it says guard yourself not to cut off the tzaras, you know, your leprosy. But Yishomer da'asei, Yishomer shetes ane, if it says guard yourself to do a positive, then it counts as an asei. It doesn't count as an asei. Whereas Yishomer could go both ways. It swings. If it's saying guard yourself to do something positive, that's counts as an asei. If it's saying guard yourself to avoid something, that's a negative. That's lo asei. So it says Yishomer, the mitzvah's ino, ino is a positive. So then it would count as an asei. It wouldn't really, so you're stuck in the same problem. It's like, you say it as a positive. You don't want to say the positive, you know. You can't say the positive. You don't say a double negative, you have two lav, you know. So it's like you're stuck. So your slug is just premise here is there's no lav. There is no azhara. And he's questioning, why not? And he's saying, I'll tell you why not. Because it's impossible. So now the burden of proof is on him to show that it's impossible. So everyone could come at him, coming up with ways, trying to show why it is possible, right? I mean, it would be as if anyone had made a claim like that. In any circle, in any area, or any. So that's impossible. So everyone in the room is going to start saying, whoa, why is it impossible? I'll tell you this, I'll tell you that, I'll tell you that. And you have to basically do a jump, shoot down every single one, because saying it's impossible is a very bold statement, because you're saying there's no, of all the possibilities in the entire world, none of them are possible. So you open up the game to anyone to come along and start coming up with their possibilities. I guess not anyone, but I mean any Amora who knows how the Torah writes could just come along and start attacking it. You know, it's a strong... It's a hard thing to prove, you know, but that's what they're doing. So it's showing none of them work out semantically, halachically, the lavim, the asay. If you want to create a los asay, one los asay, which will work out halachically, is one los asay, and semantically in Torah, you just can't do anything. Okay? Fine. And it's true. It is interesting that Reish Lakish explains, he says, not possible, because it can't say don't eat, because that would mean gazayas. And it can't say lo seuna, because that would mean eat. That's wrong. Then he stops. Apparently, that's all he felt it was necessary to explain. Then they come along with all their interesting questions, you know, with saying why they can't say the double negatives and you know and that stuff. He's Shomer and Penn, but he apparently didn't feel the need to explain, you know, to explain that. I mean, that's interesting. Maybe we could explain that at some point. You know, why it is. I mean, apparently, you know, you don't say that in order to prove it's impossible, you have to exhaust every single possibility. But on the other hand, apparently he has to exhaust some possibilities. Like, why did he just do these, you know? That's your point, right? That's a good question. Okay, one more, right? Now, this is the breaker. It says, Maska Florav Ashi, Nichtov Al Toser Min Ha'inoi. Don't turn away from the Inoi. Kasha. Okay, he got him. Or at least, I don't know if he got him, but the Gemara doesn't have an answer. Okay? Could have written, Rashi's saying it, could have written, don't turn away from the Inoi. So Al is definitely a Lashon of Elohim, so I say. It's only one of them. Turn away, the Tosor isn't a Lashon of Elohim, so I say. Then don't turn away from the Inoi. And it could have done it. Perfect. Okay? So what's the difference between Kasha and Tiyavta? Tiyavta is a knockout. Tivta, it's over. You see, and they tivta the guy, that's it. It's over. Don't try to defend them. There's no defense. It's upshlag. He's gone. Kasha just means, it's a kasha. You don't die from a kasha. It's a good kasha. The Gemara doesn't answer it. But apparently, it doesn't uphold. It doesn't knock out his position. There's a Gemara, actually, in Brachos. By Atachonin, I think. I think it's in the fourth parak, where it has a kasha. The Gemara at least has a kasha. I think there are answers. Or Rainion, I think, actually. He gives an answer. And but kasha doesn't mean. I think it's an interesting thing you see about the Gemara, about the Torah holds. It's like not every kasha is a tiyavta. You know what I mean? Sometimes a guy could have a good svara, he could have a kasha on him, and it's a good kasha. He can't answer it, but it doesn't mean that the shita is you knocked him out. Sometimes the kasha does knock out the shita. I mean, you have to have a certain sensitivity to when you know when it does, when it doesn't. I mean, the Gemara had it, but certain kashas are kashas. It's a good question. Why didn't the Torah write that? I don't know, some reason. I'm sure Reish Lakish had a reason. Right? Reish Lakish had a reason. Apparently the Gemara didn't say it. And it's a good kasha, but it doesn't mean that Reish Lakish is off the mark. So the Gemara is not willing to say that. I mean, even Rashi, Rashi don't know what he has to kasha, but he's still not gonna say tiyufta. Apparently, it's not a tiyufta. Apparently, he doesn't back off. Doesn't make him worthless. If it made him worthless, that's it. It's done. But if it's a kasha, it seems that Reish Lakish still has position. So the question is, what is his position still? So how could he? I mean, questions could be defended. I mean, these are hard always, because it's funny. I mean, whatever you say, we want the Gemara saying. But I mean, on the other hand, the Gemara said kasha. I think the only thing. So what's there to do here? I mean, we could just say it's a kasha and that's it. And then I don't know what else there's to say, you know. But the question is, could we try to go towards answering kasha? I mean, these are always hard, but. But like I guess forget about trying to answer the kasha. But is there a weakness in the kasha? Like, what could you come up with something that's funny about writing that way? What would be difficult? Yeah, I think Aaron's single point is that if you ask me, what's the isser? Like, let's say by malacha, there's a mitzvah to rest, and there's an isser to do malacha. All right, so mitzvah to rest, and the isser isn't to not rest. The isser is don't do malacha, right? Don't do malacha. The mitzvah is to rest. So similarly, you'd say the mitzvah is to fast, and the isser is to eat, right? I mean, the isser is to eat. That's what you think the isser is to eat. But the way this way, it turns out the isser is to not fast. I mean, it's like, then it's really like extraneous. It's like extraneous. Then it's like an extra thing, you know? What you're saying is basically there's a mitzvah say to do inoy, and then there's a mitzvah losa say to not do inoy. I mean, so it's really the same exact thing twice, just in all say and I'll say. Which is, we'll see, we'll talk about it, but that's a big difference between saying there's a mitzvah of inoy and an isser of eating. Right? In other words, or a mitzvah of a day to rest and an isser to do malacha. So those are like two different things. It's true they're related, but they're two different things. Conceptually, there's don't do malacha, and then there's halacha of rest. They're different. But here it's basically saying, do inoy and don't do inoy. I mean, which means you do inoy. You know, I mean, guard yourself so you don't violate inoy. Then you're having a los assay, which is totally just like bolstering up the assay. Bolstering the assay by making it a negative violation to not do the assay. Right? It would be like, don't take a lulav. I mean, it's taking a mitzvah's assay and just making it into a los assay by a trick, a clever word thing. But that wasn't the idea originally. The idea originally was, no, there's mitzvah seiv inoy, and there's the mitzvah losa seiv eating. Eating is something bad on Yom Kippurim. Turns out there's nothing wrong with eating. According to this, we would have just said losa chol, there's something wrong with eating. You're not allowed to eat. Eating is bad on Yom Kippur. According to this way, no, there's nothing wrong with eating, as long as you can do inoy. Turns out, it's just that it's wrong is you're not doing inoy. Right? I mean, that's different. That is a difference. It's even a difference from what you would have thought the yeser is by doing this. At this point, I'm just pointing out this is something funny about it. I mean, it's not a kasha. It's not, I mean, right. We have to go and see where we're going to go with this. You're right. Shomer pen lo suna would have the same problem. Okay. But the Gemara rejected that because that is a solid rejection. This is, I'm just pointing out something that's a little funny. That's a solid rejection. That really couldn't work. This is just, I'm pointing out. I'm just opening up, noticing something because we need a direction for Reish Lakish. So to start with, to find the direction, we'll say, well, let's just see, is there something difficult with or striking about Rav Ashi's suggestion? You know, and then we could try to push it further. You know, okay, fine, so what? So who cares? So fine, so it is the negative of the essay, so what? So what's the problem with that? You know? Okay, so let's say it sounds funny, right? It sounds funny. So saying is that's a little bit funny because it turns out it's not like a direct thing, but it's indirect, backhanded, right? You can say, so what? So what's the problem? Okay, fine. So it's not our first option here, but it's better than nothing, you'd argue. I mean, apparently Reish Lakish's premise is that the Torah likes to, when Torah makes something awesome, gives you cards for something, it tries to warn you. And it's true. I mean, that's a premise. The Torah in general does that. So if that's the case, so it's true that it sounds funny, but so what are you going to do? Sounds funny, but that's the breaks. What are you going to do? I mean, this is the only way to do it. I mean, it could be Rashi knows it's a little funny, but so what? What are you going to do? This is, at least you'll accomplish the objective of having a losasa here, without Torah telling you to make sure you don't eat. It's a warning, you know what I mean? So, like, where do you go with that? I mean, it's true that it's funny, but bottom line is, it's a losasa. So it's a problem. It's a little funny, okay? Let me ask you another question. Different question. Let's assume I eat on Yom Kippur. Okay? At night, let's say. Kippur starts, person, let's say, accidentally eats. Okay? So, is there, does he still fast? Does he keep fasting?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Or let's say a guy eats halfway through the day. Let's say it's close to 2 hours left of the tinus, and he eats. So now the question is, could he eat dinner? So you say no. Johnny says no, because there's still a prohibition that you're not allowed to eat. Mm-hmm. But I say, what about the asai? You should afflict yourself. Okay, so you could say, that the asai, that's it. Asai is to afflict yourself. Affliction comes from a day of affliction. You don't just not eat for 1 second and you're afflicting yourself. The idea is that you're fasting the whole day. That's the affliction. You already ate. What do you do? Not eat for 2 hours? Let's say you eat dinner. So we say, if 10 minutes left, 10 minutes left to fast, now you're afflicting yourself. You're not afflicting yourself. You're just not eating. So it would seem, you could argue, that the los asay would still exist. Because it's a don't eat. So who cares when it is? I don't care. Every time you eat, you're violating it. But the asay, of afflicting yourself seemingly would be over. Right? I believe, again, I didn't trace it down, but I think I heard that, like, in the name of the Rav, or Chaim, or Moshe, or the Gra, I don't know, one of those things, I don't know. So let's go with what Johnny's saying, that you're violating, that you still, it's still asur to eat. Why is it still asur to eat after you broke the fast? Because los asay, not because asay, right? Right? That's what you're saying. Now, let me ask you a question. What about according to Rav Ashi? According to Rashi's attempted formula, that the Torah could have written, "He shomer shelo tasser min ha'inoy." Right. If the Torah wrote that, what would you say? Let's say I ate already. Let's say you're done, right? Because you already were sar from the inoy. You already sar from the inoy. Because the inoy is to afflict yourself. And sorry, you lost. You missed out on the asay, as John is saying. You lost the asay. Because affliction is a whole day phenomenon. You can't do that anymore. So you can't have do that say. And the los say is, don't turn away from the inoy. What inoy? There is no inoy. So there's no los say either. Right? But is that true? Is that the halacha? That once you break the Yom Kippur, you're allowed to eat? I don't think so. So I ask Akasha, how could Rish Lakish suggest, how could Rav Ashi suggest that the Torah would write the law in that way? That would have an implication, which is lo kelchasa, right? That you're allowed to keep eating after you break the fast. That certainly doesn't seem like a good idea, right? So that's a problem. I mean, maybe that's why Rish Lakish didn't like it. Rish Lakish is going to say, hold on a second. Can't write that. Can't. See, that's why it's not just a funny, it's funny to tie it with to the inoy. But that is that really the Isser? Is that what the Torah wants to do? To prevent, to Asar turning away from the inoy? It seems like the Torah wants to stop you from eating. That's what Rish Lakish says. That's why Rish Lakish suggests. What do you want to say? Don't eat? Can't say don't eat. Right? Because don't eat is the problem. He has little Seuna, he does mention. But that, he says, altogether is off. But eating is what the Torah seemingly wants to Asar. So you can't, to write it in that way, it's not going to really be, it's not going to be referencing it's going to be an afkamina. There'll be an afkamina if we wrote it that way. So better off not writing it, and we'll understand. I guess, I don't know, however you'll know what the answer is. So what's Rashi going to say to that? So there's a proof that you still have the los asay after you already violated it, because the Mishnah says, Ocho v'shasa behalam achas, enu chai v'en alachatas achas. So if basically, if you eat and drink in one forgetting, okay, it's like you forget that it's Yom Kippur and you eat and drink. It's the only chayav one chatas, even though you ate and drank, because they say it's one thing. That chad shmahu, the achil v'shtiyah mechad kroy, because the achil v'shtiyah is one thing. The achil v'shtiyah is basically it's one thing, so it's only chayav one chatas. So if it's in one forgetting, you only chayav one chatas, even though you're doing two different things, but they're all considered one thing. But the implication is, let's say it was in two forgettings, then you'd be chayav too. What do I mean? But after the first one, you already broke your inoy, right? But you see, apparently, even though you already broke your inoy, you see, you still have the los asay. So let's say it exists afterwards also. Los asay keeps going. At least each time you eat is a separate los asay. Right? So you see, the los asay definitely is the mice of eating itself. Even though you already broke the inoy, it's simply the mice of eating. So therefore, since that's the halacha, you can see why Reish Lakish's formula would be difficult. Because don't turn away from the Inoy. I'm sorry, Rashi's formula, but don't turn away from the Inoy would imply that once you break it, there's no lav anymore. So even though it turns out, even according to the way we know it, it's from the Kares, we say if you don't, and Kares also is Losu Unas, so that's how, in fact, the Ram knows the Losu say. But I'm saying that if Torah writes explicitly, don't turn away from the Inoy, that's a problem. Because it implies the wrong halacha. Better leave it without saying explicitly. And enough from the Masorah will tell you what the Isser is. Don't eat. But let's say we change Johnny's premise. Let's say we answer the question differently. Let's say the answer is that no, you still have the Asai. Let's say you say that you still have the Asai of Inoy, even after you break your fast. Right? You break your fast, it's still a mitzvah. In terms of the Asai itself, it's still a mitzvah to fast. Okay? Besides the fact that it doesn't sound logical. Okay? Put that aside for a second. So let's see the mechanics of it. Okay? Say, afflict yourself. Afflict yourself means to not, you know, to hold yourself back from eating. Fast the next 2 hours, whatever. Then what would happen? So then there'd still be the Asai. There'd still be the Los Asai. Then you could say, Me'erbat Erev isn't that it's an action of abstaining for 24 hours. No, it's an action of abstaining. The action is to hold yourself back from food. Okay? When should you do this action? For all these time, this whole time, all 24 hours. But it's an action. Every moment that I want to eat something, and I say, no, I'm not going to do it because of Yom Kippur. That's the key. That's the Yinis and Tarsaycha. But when does the mitzvah saseh apply? It applies the whole Yom Kippur. Right? Like Shvisa Mimalacha. I mean, you can argue it's easier to see anything. Shvisa Mimalacha, you have to rest on Shabbos. So, you have to rest, a 24-hour period of rest, you could argue that, but you could say it means to not do malacha. Every time I want to do malacha, I don't do it. I'm involved in shvisa. That's shvisa. Shvisa is each moment. So that's the question. Is that, it says, Venus and Shar Sosecha, Mitisha Lim Erev Ad Erev for 25 hours. Is it saying it's a 25-hour action? It's one action of affliction, and that action comes about by fasting for 25 hours? Well, if that's the case, once you break it once, you can no longer do that action. So there's no say anymore. That was what Johnny was assuming. But if you say affliction just means to hold yourself back. It doesn't mean to suffer for 25 hours. It means to hold yourself back, afflict yourself by restraining yourself from eating. So I could restrain myself every moment of the day that I want to eat, and I restrain myself. I can do it. Now I already ate. Yeah, but I ate breakfast. But now it's dinner time, and now I'm hungry. So now I want to eat, so I don't do it. That's what I say. That's Vinny Sansa Seicha. So I say, we'll keep existing. You know what I mean? So there's the two ways to say that I say, right? I mean, it seems two different ideas. And I say, is it afflict yourself 25 hours or afflict yourself? When? Well, for all 25 hours. But it's not, is it like afflict yourself for 25 hours or afflict yourself for 25 hours? Okay? Okay? So seeing that would explain the halachas, right? Because if you say that the asay still, again, it's the cheshbon of it, but if you say that the asay doesn't exist anymore, then you can't write the los asay in a way which is just a flip of the asay, because then the los asay isn't going to exist anymore anyway either. But that's wrong. It's not the halacha. But if you say that the asay still exists and the los asay still exists, then you can just write it the other way and it'll be fine. You know what I mean? So you could learn that's my halachas. Okay? Could learn that's machlokas. Throw a different way to learn, okay? It's in the same framework, just another different way you could have learned. Another way to take the machlokas. But the main ideas are the same. But the other way to take the machlokas is really everyone agrees. Okay, but the first way is good. Yeah, just another alternative shot. Is that really everyone agrees that the asay does exist? And the losa say does exist. Okay? Everyone agrees that the svara is to afflict yourself every moment. Okay? Keeps going. So therefore, really, there'd be no nafkamina. The Torah would have said, "Don't turn away from the inoy." It would have implied the same exact halacha. There's no nafkamina. There's nothing wrong with writing that way. Except the only thing is that's not really what the Torah meant. Because the Torah really doesn't want the Torah. It's not really the idea behind the Esser. The idea behind the Esser in the Torah. What does the Torah really want to say? It wants to say don't eat. That's really what the Torah wants. But the Torah can't do it. So the question is, Reish Lakish holds that the Torah is not going to write it wrong, different from the concept that the Torah is trying to imply, in order to write a losasai. know what I mean? Well, that's machlokas. Is that on the one hand we have a principle that the Torah always wants to write an eser. Torah always wants to warn a guy before it punishes him. Torah always wants to write an eser. On the other hand, the Torah has a conceptual idea in mind when it wants to aser eating, namely don't eat. Now, you can't accomplish both of these things because you can't write don't eat. That doesn't work out. So the only way you could write it is don't turn away from Enoi, which will accomplish writing a warning the guy, but it will also distort the true idea of what the Torah wants to aser you on, which is don't eat it, don't eat. Torah, you know. So the question is, would the Torah do that? You could say that's the question. It's like, what is that valid? I mean, it could be a shlokish hold that that's not appropriate. The Torah, you know, Torah shouldn't do that. Whereas Rashi says, no, better to do that. It's true, it's not exactly the right idea that the Torah wants to convey, but it's worth doing that in order to warn the guy that because practically it's the exact same thing. There's no nafkamina. So therefore, it might as well, it's worth doing. Like, it could be it's a question in whether that's possible. You know what I mean? Just another way, you know, it's the smaller machlokas, so to speak. You know what I mean? If you don't want to say it's a huge machlokas about, you know, you're right. But either way, it seems they were saying it definitely is a possibility that the Aseh still exists. I mean, it's against whoever said that it does exist. I mean, but according to the first svara, that's actually the machlokas. You know, I mean, that's actually the machlokas. Yeah. One question you could ask on the svara, I guess on either svara, or more on the first svara, is like, why is the Gemara saying kasha? Why don't you just answer? It's could just answer. No. Altos Menino would have Alachin Avkamina. Rosh Lakish should have answered, you know what I mean? It's a good question. Like, why didn't the Gemara say this? Problem is, it's kind of like any answer you give. They say, why didn't the Gemara say it? You know, I don't really know if it's a fair question, but it is an interesting thing. So why didn't the Gemara, you know? And it could be Ravashi didn't hold by that Svara. I mean, it could be also said, Ravashi really didn't hold by that Svara. He didn't hold that. He held his own Svara. He held that Dasei, you know, that Dasei does exist. So, he's a kasha. You know, now it's true. Rish Lakish is coming to a different svara, but it could be a Rashi held. It's a svara dechuya. He doesn't like a svara anyways. So it's true. He's going to have to answer. But it's assuming the premise of Ravashi that the say doesn't exist, you know, the say continues to exist, then it's really a knockout. You know, but of course, Rish Lakish is going to answer it by changing the premises. You know what I mean? And it's still bothersome. Like, you know, I couldn't answer it. But, you know, I leave out something today, you know. Yeah, okay, fine.